I don't know what the context is here, but rubber is canonically different than plastic. There's a rubber ring around this right there. Show us a bamboo ring. One. Are you at your house? There's no description you can make that isn't insane. Wait, just get a mason jar. Just get a mason jar and drop it. Have you tried a sheep splatter that you can just like cap, like get a cork in it? Are you okay with cork? Cork is a non-sustainable, like, there's a finite number of cork trees in the world. Oh, but for you, wait. Rubber or trees? He's an American kaiju. You have a sink? Is there soap? It's your company paying for the water because you're leaving the cup there. Because you're willing to cut down every cork tree in the world. Bring your own sponge. Wait, gee, oh. Oh, approach leaking a bit. Like the rubber is. We as in the five of us, or we as in society? The same? Josh, can we absolutely. George, you want it? Oh my God. We all know what the gif is. Without context, someone's like, oh, he looks like he's having an interesting board meeting. How am I supposed to sleep around this company? Bailey, I'm pro this outfit. I'm so pro this outfit. I approve. It's even better. Bye, Bailey. Even better with the series of events that's happened right now. Yeah, the movie Mike never saw, the movie of Edgar Allan Poe's. You slink into your own wedding. One of those zoot suits. Listen, there's a lot of weddings this year. Me call up Suit Supply. I'll reorder mine. Yeah, except I still remember Mike going, "This is a good suit. I think I'm going to just buy this suit." And I remember that conversation. George apparently just had a destiny calling that he needed to keep this suit. is because you can't control. I don't know if we can go off the rails anymore for this session. Why are you gaslighting him like that? last time on Eppo, it's on the planet. We were in the spider's lair. We went on a spider murder spree, being like, yeah, and then Strong brought up the point that if we kill all the spiders, there's no spiders left to make the very important silk. And we all went, aw, bummer. So we looked around a little bit, and then we were like, all right, I guess we'll just head out and not kill all the spiders and call it a success. So we did. We headed out. We went back. There was a suspicious tree. Wise blew up the tree in a single fell fireball.
Alakablam!
We then returned the conquering heroes, which no one appreciated. It really felt like we sort of got brushed over because there was like some glowing blue knots or something. Whatever. I see blue stuff all the time. I'm not making a big fuss about it. We learned that the knots all glowed, sort of like, I don't know if glowed is the right word, turned midnight blue for about 10 seconds. And then turned back, and everyone freaked out. It was like, we don't know what that is. So the group, using incredible charisma, talked our way into a meeting we shouldn't have been in, met a total hack of an archmage. Just a real sorcerer of a wizard. Does not deserve to be there. We then learned about a priest of, what is his name? Sleep? Slumber. Apologies. Slumber. One town over. One town over. There's like five towns left, so. They needed some brave heroes, and we volunteered to do it. Also, we almost got into a fist fight with the Archmage because he was asking about tangling, and we were ready to tangle. We all were ready to jump this guy. Every one of us, specifically Josh, was saying he was going to jump him. Amada swung on this guy, but everyone else blocked him. We learned to tangle with the Archmage through a battle of wills between the wizards. Wise learned to tangle, overcame this hack Archmage, who I have his name written down, but I don't have my notes open. And then the Archmage, Mr. Beltbuckle, Bilbo Baggins. Archmage Brightbuckle was scared off. He fled the scene to go about his business, and we all prepared for the next day.
These are good ideas. You should write these down. You can count on us.
Thank you.
I will put up Lehman's tiny hut so we can tangle in peace. Yeah, but it's like a hat and a hat. Always looks good. We're looking for the greatest monsters. All right, come on, Amada. Let's tangle. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's go. Take this. From my monstrous backpack of things, I'll pull out a pair of those, like, snow trekker shades that are all wooden and then have the very thin slits. Yeah, I made that. We got the Tangle Hut. I think someone should stop. I'll keep watch. I don't know, guys. I'll take first watch. Yeah, we'll. Oh god, it's like its own skill. 4. I think it's only opaque from the outside. We'll say it's a dark blue. It's not red. Yeah, like a midnight blue. Tanner, we have to climb up this. Is that what we're trying? Just to confirm. How large is this whole thing? Like, how high or far? Okay. This is not, but it's not something I can just like fly over. It's like an extended hike. Good. Good. Oh, most definitely dexterity. I'm gonna use chronal shift, reroll. Better, 13. Feather fall. Do I have enough time to cast fly as a one action spell, or is this like a... Then I will cast Featherfall. Oh no. I am currently wheezed because I'm as I'm rolling initiative, I send a message to my brother and I go, "Hey, I think I messed up." wheezes and Weast? Oh, no, no, I am, physically speaking, I am far below ground. I opened Chatter, and the first thing I saw was George Slinkin. Oh God, it's me and Gargoyle 6. What about at night? All right. What is the Tanner? Are these each 5 feet? Okay. Then I will bonus action Misty Step behind this guy. And then. You think you're trapped down here with me, but I'm trapped down here with you! And then cast Fireball. On both. Yeah. DC 17. Let me see. Both fail. They both take 28 points of fire damage. And finally, Tanner, this map rocks. That is my turn. They're all silicon. It's all silicon rocks down here. I assumed that they're gargoyles so they could fly too, so there's no point in me flying out. We gotta find them either way. I'm ready to go.
Oh gosh.
I will cast shield and the 14 misses. Oh gosh. Okay. The second one hits. Oh gosh. Crazy.
No, not reckless.
All right. So my brother just crashed out of the sky with another gargoyle. Good high dive! Great form, brother! So there's three gargoyles down here. Which one looks the worst? Okay. I cannot do that again. I don't want to fry my brother. So I I will just look at we'll say Gargoyle 6. And I'll just go, yuck! And I will cast Maximilian's Earthen Grasp on this dude. So he has to make a... I think it's a strength save. That is a failure. So he will take 2d6 bludgeoning damage and is restrained as he is squeezed to death by... Yes. Takes 6 points of bludgeoning damage. And is restrained. And then as a bonus action. As a bonus action, I'll squeeze that and then go, do not perceive me! And cast Misty Step to blam to the other side of this hole. Boo! There's a big puff of smoke like Batman in the old Adam West show. Everyone show up in this tight confines. That was a great move, George. Oh, there's three of them. We got. Josh, if you jump down here too, then there would be three down here, but you wouldn't be up there. No, Glenn comes down here too. It's fine. We can fill up these spaces. If Glint and Amada. 500 names over. I think it's an action if he wants to get out. Where did the spell go? Yes, to break out, the cleric can use its action to make a strength check. DC 17. Oh, that is the DC. It is broken free. Yeah, so the hand is still there. I got you. One sec. Divine Fury. On each of your turns while your rage is active, the first creature you hit with a weapon or an unarmed strike take extra damage equal to 1d6 plus half your barbarian level rounded down. The extra damage radiant you choose each time.
Oof. Yeah. We got these two guys left. I'm just going to come after Gargoyle 6. The hand is still out. It's just going to kind of glide through the stone and try and grab him again. Yes, DC 17 strength save for Gargoyle 6. He is restrained again. Takes 2d6 damage. Takes 3 points of bludgeoning damage. Just chipping away. Gosh, I think that's kind of all I got right here. So that's my turn. I don't have a whole lot right here. I'll pat my brother on the back and say, hey, are you doing okay, bud? Well,
no, I'm still here. I'm behind you. Oh, no, I just bamfed behind you.
Terrible.
So Strong is 20.
So he is high up there, right?
Absolutely wonderful. Fireball.
Not at him.
How dare you abandon me?
Nope. I gotta do this. I gotta finish this.
Believe so. Great. They both take 8d6 fire damage. Oh, he is. Oh, I do not. I missed a zero on Gargoyle 4. Well, I will not do that. Gotcha. Yes. How bad does Gargoyle 6 look? Okay. He's restrained. Yeah. I will. Yeah, I'll cast a third level chromatic orb at this guy. We're gonna make it thunder damage. So I have to make a spell attack roll. Do I have advantage because he is restrained? Excellent. Oh, even more excellent. It doesn't matter, I crit. So let's hear it. 5d8 thunder damage times 2. So whatever this is, doubled. So he takes 44 points of thunder damage. I alley-ooped him to myself. And then I'll just yell up, I got this one! It's gone! That's my turn. There's this boom.
Dead.
You grab him.
Just drop straight back down. Get back here.
I'm good.
Just down in this. I will bonus action. Actually, first I'll cast fly on myself, which gives me a 60-foot fly speed for 10 minutes. Then I will cast Misty Step to shoot myself 30 feet up in the air, which, even with the plus the 60, it won't get me all the way up. So I will get 90 feet up, and everyone just slowly hears from the this crevice. That's my turn. He's going down. Oh, God. I rock it 100 feet up, just right into his fist. Just
is it my turn? Gosh, I'm running low on spells. You guys just see I rock it into the air. And I, yeah, that was pretty good last time. I'll just yell, "Who wants some motherfuckers?" And I will can't do another one of those. So I'll just do a second level chromatic orb at this one threatening my brother, Gargoyle 2. Another thunderous orb. I'll take 4d8 thunder damage. He takes 12 thunder damage. Low rolls. Yep, I'm just gonna hover directly next to my brother, but I want to be at eye level with him. Yep, I'm staying over the chasm. No, I'm not going to stay over the chasm. I'm going to... Is flanking a thing in this game? Okay, then I'll just fly on up and then... Oh, that's the wrong one. And then go... right here and float over my brother's head behind him. Yeah. I'm a short dude.
Woo. Bless.
You just pile drove this dude 100 feet into a chasm. God, he's so reckless with his attacks.
Jesus.
I'll just pat my brother on the shoulder and say, seriously, bud, are you feeling all right recently?
And then I'll just rise up into the air a little bit to get a good shot on Gargoyle 7. And how bad is he looking?
Oh my gosh, this.
Can you? I'll fly over here and I'll just look at him and say, you know, I've had a long day, so something, something, something punchline rocks, and cast Hideous Laughter. DC 17. Yes. It found this joke with its absurdist meta humor incredibly funny. Yes, this prone, incapacitated, unable to stand up. At the end of each of its turns and each time it takes damage, it can make another wisdom saving throw. It has an advantage on the save if it's triggered by damage. I'll turn to Amata and say, hey, Amata, I'm kind of worried about Strong. Oh. Hey, Glint, I'm kind of worried about Strong. That's my turn. Yes, DC 17. Oh, Gargoyle! I was so dizzy. Yep, but no, not with advantage, just regular not laughing. This joke really got to it. Yep. Yeah, it's still good. Oh yeah, it's not as good. It falls prone, it can't take actions, its concentration is broken, it can't speak, and has disadvantage on initiative. Interesting. Oh, it's so dark.
Guys, you gotta watch out for those loose rocks. That was crazy. What do you mean? Every single one of these gargoyles is made of rocks, and they were all on the loose. I pull off my hat, and I bow, and you see there is a massive premature bald spot. You can't do that to us. That's our thing.
Do you remember the one shot that George ran? I don't know if everyone was there. George ran like a couple years ago. We were all level 20 D&D characters just fighting the biggest, baddest monsters George could throw at us. It's just that same character, but younger. It was my character. Yeah. It was fun. We ride.
Should we put like a This is your moment. Thank you.
I will also shake his hand. You guys aren't going to shake his hand?
horrible. The whole word is like this. The whole word is like you're swallowing sounds. Horrible.
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 Horrible. Horrible.
All right, let's go into this house.
Zenzius eyes.
What was the feeling? Do you feel like it was your confusion or somebody else's confusion that you were feeling? My thoughts exactly. And we got good insight. Insight check using athletics.
You? Oh, just to verbalize some thoughts, they essentially pin Slumber down, tore him apart, used the succeeding explosion to propel themselves out of here, maybe, and now Slumber got torn apart, and we have all these little Slumber knots lying around, right? The knots on Vigil. But you're getting feelings of confusion, so maybe Slumber is still alive somehow and trying to reach out through what's left of his brother? Their brother? Their sibling? So do you think that Slumber is trying to wake up and sent out a massive pulse throughout the little bit of God pieces of their other half that's lying around somewhere? Sir, I'll grab his hand. We accept this quest. Amato will lead us. We will. I don't. We'll figure out whatever's next on this quest, and we'll do it. Do you want to come with us? We could be meeting Slumber. Isn't that? That's your guy.
Hey, look.
Sir, Mr. Warren, this is appalling. You're the last priest of Slumber. What more fitting end to go out than on a pilgrimage to find them? Travel with us.
Have you got any like plus two magic items?
Sir.
Listen, I know there's smaller. I know there's. Look, I could read a book about radioactivity, or I could just go to Chernobyl. I don't understand. It took four sessions. It's a rhomboid. It's a really small sphere. We should probably go back to Trilene and let them know and see if we can get better supplies. I see no problem. I think it's I dipped.
That one seemed very cool. Branch Davidians, wait.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
That was a real deep, obscure pull, Mike.
Are we in a town?
I don't know, I think.
We've never seen anything like this before. Brother, it's crazy out there. It's the crazy stuff. I have a whole spiel to tell you about later, my fellow gnome. They're not letting us in. They're eating the slime dogs. They're eating the slime cats.
Maps.
Go to Carwin, get some more map. Yeah.
For Carwin.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It's always vampires. This is where love went after campaign two. Love big number. We love big number. We love big number. Yeah. Ooh. Thanks for putting this together, Tanner. This was great. Yeah, that gargoyle fight was. I burned a lot of spells. Could have gotten nasty. Like the terrain. Owls and gargoyles. I think in Pathfinder, a barbarian is like it's like a big buff fighter, but you're still supposed to do maneuvers and athletics, and there's still a bunch of different builds you can do. Versus, I think in D&D, it's very much I rage and then I bonk. Yeah. So many ones. Just keep getting more ones. Yeah. The 21st. And I will, I'll send you guys a few more details about, like, where my house is and everything. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I... yes, hang on. There, Daisy did make an invite that I was supposed to give to you guys. Holy... okay, there's the link. I was supposed to give this to you guys earlier. My apologies. This is the park is literally right next. I think it's just really poorly photoshopped. I've told my friends here about you guys, and if you just came up, you just like slinked up. I've told, it's like 50% stories. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, all my friends are very smart, blah blah blah. And then stories like, yeah, one time, Mike put Tanner in the bathtub. I think we track. And Tanner Liz is, of course, admitted. I just wanted to mention this. Great. I'm very excited. I'm so excited to see you guys in person. Very important. For anyone who's drinking, one beer hits like two. In Colorado. So take that into account. Eight. Exponential. Well, because I remember George came and visited, like, it must have been like 2021 or something. And I took him to like a beer, or like one of those pour your own beer places. And I was like, listen, they hit really hard And he was like, okay, cool, I can handle it, whatever, I'm fine. And then we're sitting at dinner, and he's like, wow, I'm really drunk right now. I had two beers. People would probably, if you had like a tall tower just to get drunk faster, people would probably take it. I was at an event, like I was at someone's backyard party a couple weeks ago, and I don't know how it came up, but someone was like, oh yeah, you know, like the macros and something else. You guys ever had dried shrimp? It's in bad time. It has great macros. There was no context for it, really, and I was, like, dying laughing, and everyone was like, what is happening? I was like, you know how you take a long time to shower? What if you just shower in 1 second? I didn't pitch Helm Tech, though, George. That's all you. Okay. Just the concept of canning. D&D's on Thursday. I'll just put it. Yes.